Again, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, doing nothing but fishing and hunting. Oh, how wonderful it is. Well, I wish I had time to do some fishing and hunting, but I'll tell you what, folks, we've got a lot of things to do together, and we're doing them. We are working the plan, and we certainly have a plan to share with you again tonight. We have our dear brother, Pastor John Weaver, back on with us tonight. But before we start, I want to just share a couple things with you. As we were talking yesterday about what is God's plan, remember, if we do not obey God, I wish that you'd all pull out your Bibles and go back to Judges, read in Judges, how many times God helped his people destroy their enemies because they obeyed God. And you have to read that to understand. I've just been reading that a couple months ago. I'm on another section of the Bible right now. But every single time God's people cried out to God to help them defeat their enemies, that happened. And we're just not doing it right. And we were talking about that tonight, last night, with those imprecatory prayers. We're going to continue with that tonight with Pastor John Weaver. But before we do that, I want to tell you that we want to thank all of you deeply involved in trying to help save the life of Terry Schiavo. We haven't done it yet, but there's other things to be done. I want you to get a pencil and paper, if you would, and get ready to copy down some names of senators there in Florida. We've almost won the senators over to the side of saving Terry Schiavo's life. We need three more, and I heard today that we may only need one more, and we have a list of 10 senators here that you need to call, and call right away and keep calling, because several of those 10 senators are on the border, on the line of switching over and voting to save Terry Schiavo's life. As you know, I don't have to tell you, this is an immediate threat to her life as we speak, and so we need to burn up those phone lines. So we're going to give you time to get your pencils and papers, and then I'm going to give you a website, and I'm going to give you the last names of 10 senators, and we won't have time to give you the phone numbers, but you just call the Senate switchboard, and they'll give you the phone numbers of these senators that I'm going to give you. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about, with Pastor John Weaver, the plan that God gave us that we haven't followed yet in order to accomplish the things against his enemies and our enemies that we need to accomplish. We'll be right back with more of the program.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tonight, serious stuff once again, and I want to start off by saying that our dear brother Larry, was in the military as a military police officer, in the Navy as a Navy diver, and Larry and I worked a executive protection detail together in Phoenix, Arizona a few years back, and he just sent me a letter once again showing folks, and also Pastor John Weaver, another great example of how frustrated the American people are. He said that in the closing of his letter here, this great nation is on bended knees, just waiting for the swath of the blade to behead each of us. Our only honorable venue now is to physically fight back until death do us part. So sad. Take care and many thanks. And over and over again, folks, we are getting letters from police officers and military and private citizens that are just totally frustrated and trying for decades and decades and decades to get control of our government back from these international criminals that have control of our state houses and the federal system. And we're losing that. Now, we're rallying the people, praise God, and that's what we're trying to do tonight. But we must remember, go back and read the Holy Scriptures. If we're going to come into a time, and none of us want this time, when violence is our only recourse for redressing our grievances with this despotic government, then we want to make sure, folks, that we've obeyed everything the Holy Father has told us to do. And let's bring on Pastor John Weaver. Pastor John Weaver, this is so critical that we obey God and do what He told us to do before we resort to violence in this nation. And we all, none of us want that, but tell us about the course that we can follow to obey God and be, He'll be our champion if we ever have to go to arms in this nation.
Well, that is most definitely right. God is never, ever going to honor a dishonorable people and a disobedient people. If we want God's honor and if we want God's blessing, then, of course, we must do exactly as He says. You've heard the old adage that one man and God make a majority, but the truth is God is majority in and of Himself, and He really doesn't need us, but sometimes He's pleased to use us, but He is certainly capable of taking care of the wicked and taking care of their wicked conduct and actions. And, of course, what we've been discussing is these imprecatory prayers. And just simply by way of review, let me just say that an imprecation or an imprecatory prayer is when you call down God's curse and God's wrath upon the wicked and ask for God to arise and give justice. And, of course, this justice is indeed an exercise of God's divine vengeance. And when you talk about vengeance, you have to mention the term, the lex talionis, and that's just simply Latin for the law of retribution. And that is mentioned in the Bible over and over, where God says an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, stripe for stripe. In other words, all God does is He makes the punishment fit the crime. And certainly God does that over and over. The Bible says that we are not to be deceived, that God is not mocked, that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God does indeed make the punishment fit the crime. But we need to learn to cry out to God for justice like the psalmist did, like Jeremiah did, like all the prophets did. We need to cry out to Him to do that which we absolutely cannot do. Now, you mentioned the book of Judges. And the interesting thing is that in the book of Judges, when the enemies had so trampled down the people of God, they were unable to fight back. In fact, many times they really did not even have the weaponry to fight back. But they cried to God, and God always raised up a deliverer. He always sent deliverance, and He always destroyed their enemies.
Every single time. Yeah.
Every single time. Yeah. So we've got to learn to cry and to pray like that as well. Now, I mentioned this passage last night, and I'm just mentioning it again tonight because it's so important. There in Luke chapter 18, when you have the unjust judge, and the Bible talks about this widow woman who came there and, of course, implored Him for justice, and finally He said, though He did not fear God nor regard man, yet He was going to give this widow woman what she needed, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And then our Lord began to make the application in verse 6, and He said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge His own elect who cry unto Him day and night? I tell you, He will avenge them speedily. So one of the problems is we have not been crying for divine justice. Moreover, we have not been crying persistently and consistently. The Scripture says, crying day and night. And certainly, God is not like that unjust judge. The unjust judge had to be prodded and prodded and prodded, and finally He gave the woman justice just simply because she was annoying Him. God is not like that. The Scripture says that God is known by the judgment which He executeth, and that the righteous God loveth judgment. So it does not take a prodding of God, but it does take a people who are interested in justice and who want justice to cry to Him and ask Him to make His mighty arm bare and to demonstrate His power.
Brother, this fits in so well with our crisis we're going through in America today. One of those bits of that crisis, of course, is the Terry Schiavo case. But I'm looking here at a message that came in on the email from Eleanor, and we thank her so much, where she points out again that this federal judge was supposed to look at the new law just passed by Congress, and that is all. But yet he kept asking the attorney for the Schindler family, produce case law, produce case law. Well, the attorney for the Schindler family kept saying, but Your Honor, this is a new law. That, there is no case law. And so the judge ignored what he was supposed to do, stiff-necked, and just went right ahead and destroyed that lady's chance for being saved from this horrible death because he has turned against God and he's turned against the people. He knew that this was a new law and there wasn't any case law.
Well, that's certainly standard procedure today for most judges because they totally ignore the Constitution and they totally ignore that which is right regardless. And like I pointed out earlier, this is not a matter of this woman being on life support. It's not a matter of her being in a vegetative state. She's not. This is just simply a matter of life where she is being legally denied food and water. And I've got news for you. You can take the healthiest person in the world and deny them food and water long enough, and they're going to die.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you what, brother, these imprecatory prayers are perfect for the despotic system and people within it that we're having brought against God's people today. Is it not?
Yes, sir. And you see, there is what you and I would call and could call legalized murder. That is murder by the book. And, in fact, that's an age-old tactic. It was used by Jezebel to get rid of Naboth and his sons. And so here, the woman is legally being murdered.
Yes, she is. Well, I tell you what, God, through our prayers, brother, can do anything. And as you were saying this morning on the program, it was so wonderful and it thrilled my heart when you said that if we would just pray, God is capable of anything. And you talked about how, which is indeed true, there was those that lived without water and food for 40 days and 40 nights under God's protection. This could happen to Terry Schiavo if we would just pray and pray the way we're supposed to pray.
Yes. And by the way, when we pray these imprecatory prayers, we're asking God to arise. In fact, there are several phrases that are used over and over in the Bible, and I probably need to point some of these out just so that the people will know how to pray. But Psalm 68 and verses 1 and 2 there are very beautiful verses. In fact, this is a warfare prayer and a war cry prayer. In fact, this is what was said by the priest as they held the ark and as they began to cross over the river. They said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. And so in Psalm 68 in verse 1, here is this same war cry prayer, let God arise. In other words, let God arise and take care of the situation. Let him handle it. He says, let his enemies be scattered and let them also that hate him flee before him. So when God moves, when God arises, when God speaks, the enemies are going to be scattered. And then the ease in which he can do this is found in verse 2. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. So all you have to do to move smoke is to create a little wind. And it can be an artificial wind, it could be a natural wind, but smoke is very easily blown away. And likewise, wax melts before any heat. And so just as easily as wax melts and just as easily as the smoke is blown away, God can take care of his enemies.
And you know, brother, it always, everything you've said, though, took action on the part of God's people. To create the wind, you have to act. You have to be mobile. You have to do something, not just sit back and do nothing. So we're talking about people getting active. And doing exactly what our Lord has told us to do at this time when the enemy seems to be so powerful that we don't seem to have an avenue for redress today.
The interesting thing is, and I want to make sure that we point this out, that God really delights in doing the impossible. He takes care of situations that we think could never be taken care of.
Okay, hold your thought, brother. We'll be right back and continue on, folks. Now get your pencils and papers, folks, as I ask you, because we're not through yet. It's not over. As you know, God's in control of all of this. And I'll give you some names so we can call and get the Senate to vote to save Terry Schiavo's life. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Pastor John to hold on to his thought just a minute more. I think what I'm going to do, Pastor, is give out five of these senators' names first, and then we'll, after the next break, give out the other five. Folks, if you have your pencils and papers, you know, I just sent a 20-page letter to the sheriff today, just a half hour ago, from our police and military association here, asking him to start a criminal investigation. This is the third letter we've sent him, of facts and evidence and witnesses and investigative leads to prove to him that he has criminal activity, and he has plenty of witnesses to call on for his criminal investigation. Now, that'll also be going to the governor to send on to his state police to start a criminal investigation, but they have to save their primary witness, which is Terry Schiavo, from death in order to do this investigation. But there's something we need you to do, and do it right now, right after the program. Please get on the phone and call these people. They're state senators. We only need, I understand, one more to change their vote, and we will have the governor's Senate and the House together on saving Terry. Here's those names. Senator Bullock, B-U-L-L-A-R-D. Senator Bullard, B-U-L-L-A-R-D. Senator Campbell, like Campbell Soup. Senator Alexander. And there's only one tough name here, and I'll have to spell it for you. Argenzino is the way I think it is pronounced. It's A-R-G as in Gene, Genie, E-N-Z-I-A-N-O. That's A-R-G-E-N-Z-I-A-N-O. And the last one is Dockery, like Hickory, Dickory, and Dockery. Okay, D-O-C-K-E-R-Y. Now, that's the first five, and then when we come back from the next break, we'll give you the other five, and let's go right back to Pastor John Weaver. Go right ahead, Pastor John.
Yes, I was just saying that God delights to do the impossible, and the fact is that when we reach the end of our ropes and when we realize we cannot, that is exactly when God will move. An interesting illustration of that is in Exodus chapter 5. Moses had gone to Pharaoh and said, "Thus saith the Lord, let my people go." And, of course, Pharaoh's response was, "I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And then, of course, the elders got together and they went to Pharaoh and, you know, wanted to be let go and have their burdens minimized. And he told them that, "Well, you're idle, you're idle." And he said, "Therefore, you're going to make the same number of bricks, but you're going to make them without straw." And so anyhow, when they come forth out of his presence, they meet Moses and Aaron. And they say to Moses and Aaron, "You put a sword in his hand to slay us. The Lord look upon you and judge between us." So here, Moses then falls down in the latter part of the last verse of chapter 5 and said, "Wherefore hast thou even sent me? Thou hast not delivered this people all, and Pharaoh's only done evil to them." Now, here's the thing. God had Moses and Aaron helpless. They have tried and cannot deliver the people.
Yes.
The elders have tried and cannot deliver the people. And when you get to chapter 6 and verse 1, here's what God says, "Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh."
Amen, brother.
"And with a strong hand will he let him go." In other words, once we realize we can't, but God can, God said, "You'll see what I can do."
Okay, and it's important that we go to him in prayer to get him initiated into that process.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very, very good. Very exciting, too, folks, because it shows that all of those that are contacting us and all of you out there are talking about we have nowhere else to go and to turn. We've lost it. Not true. We just have not used the proper prayers to initiate God's action against these people that are his enemies.
Yes. And Psalm 94, by the way, and I gave a number of these over the radio program last night, but let me just point out, there are so many passages, Psalm 94, Psalm 35, maybe we'll get to look at some of them tonight, Psalm 58, Psalm 59, Psalm 83, Isaiah 59, just innumerable passages where God gives us these prayers and shows us exactly what to pray for.
Do we have those in your book you talked about last night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are in the book. I mentioned all of these passages and go over them in detail and explain them.
Good. Let's get those books out to the people. We need them now. This is a crisis. So please give out your address several times for us, brother, so we can order that very book on using imprecatory prayer.
All right. The name of the book is The Biblical Doctrine of Vengeance, because it covers everything about God's vengeance from A to Z, basically, and the last six chapters are dealing with the prayers for vengeance, and they're dealing with the imprecatory prayers, and the book can be ordered from P.O. Box 394, that's P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-R-A-L-D, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. So that's P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750.
Okay, brother, and let me tell the listeners out there that please ask about his other very important books. You know, your book we've carried for years through Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter that tells the three ways that Christians have a right, godly right, in the biblical way to resist tyranny. And so we want you to know, folks, get a list of his books and tapes, and you will be just thrilled at the great material you have there. Okay, another break. We'll be right back, folks, with more from Pastor John Weaver.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant superterms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Okay, folks, we're back and we're moving quick here now. Here's those other five names to call. Call them tonight, call them tomorrow, and tell them to vote for Have Mercy on Terri Schiavo. That's all you have to say. Have Mercy on Terri Schiavo. Please vote to save Terry's life today. And call these number or names here. Here's the other one. Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Senator Carlton, Senator Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Senator Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, and that's Saunders like Sierra, S as in Sierra. And the last one, or no, the second to last is Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, like Bravo, E-N-N-E-T-T. And then the last one is Jones. Now, because there may be more than one Jones in the Senate, I'll give you Dennis. First name is Dennis Jones, okay? But call them, call the switchboard. You can get it from information. Call over there and just tell them, Have Mercy on Terri Schiavo. Please vote to save Terry's life today. And we've only got one more vote, we understand, so we're not through yet. God's people, if we get active, folks, as Pastor John Weaver is talking to us about that course of action, we can show that we still have a God that's on his throne, and these people certainly need to know that in these high places today, don't they, brother?
That is for sure, my brother.
Go right ahead there, Pastor.
Well, I was just wanted to point out several things on these imprecatory prayers. The first one, I wanted to look at Psalm 94 just briefly, because verse 1 says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. So here is, first of all, a recognition that to God alone belongs vengeance. And then the request is, show thyself. In other words, make yourself manifest. Let people know that you are the one true and the living God. And then he says in verse 2, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. That is, arise to execute your justice. And then render a reward to the proud. And so here's this imprecatory prayer asking God to give to the wicked exactly that which they deserve. And then he tells in this psalm as well how the wicked utter and speak hard things, how they boast themselves, how they afflict the people of God, how they slay the widow and the stranger, and they murder the fatherless. And all of these requests, he is saying, look, it's time that we pray, and it's time we ask God to do something, because we see all of these signs around us. Arrogance, haughty, headiness, high-mindedness, affliction and persecution of the poor, murder of the innocent, and we see that righteousness is trampled upon, the law of God despised. And so the psalmist is just saying, look, it's time to pray that God will arise and show himself and demonstrate the fact that he and he alone is God.
You're sure talking about things that would make you think he's alive today, talking about those things. All those things he lists is exactly where we're at today, brother.
Yes, sir. And the interesting thing is, when you look at these passages, I mean, it is almost as if we were reading the newspaper of what was going on today.
Absolutely.
And it's just so absolutely amazing. Let me just read just for a moment from Psalm 58, because here again are some of these imprecatory prayers. And listen to what they're asking God to do. He says in verse 6, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. In other words, you destroy their power. You break their teeth out, they can't eat. They certainly melt away then. And then in verse 7, let them melt away as the waters which run continually. Let them drop like a stream bed. It said, when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut to pieces. In other words, Lord, put them for a target for your arrows.
Yes.
And let them melt away, just as a snail. So all of these are just pictures where the psalmist is asking God to deal with those enemies. Now, I pointed out earlier that God can handle his enemies in one of three ways. He may exterminate them, which he has done in time past, or he may just merely subjugate them, that is, break their power and subdue them. And, of course, as you read in the book of Judges, that's what he did to some of those enemies.
That's
or
right.
He may convert them, and thus they would then become friends and not enemies. But whatever God does, and however he rids himself of them, he certainly can and will do that.
And you've told us again today, brother, on the earlier show, that there's examples of these imprecatory prayers working today. It's not just in the past, but some of the great ministers, including yourself and others, have gathered together and caused these things to happen through prayer. And so if you have a thought on that or something you want to share with us, do that, because it's very exciting to know that this isn't just Old Testament, this isn't just New Testament, but it's today that these type of prayers work against God's enemies.
Yes, and that is the fact. There have been numerous courts of divine justice held across this country where God's preachers, who have been just absolutely exasperated with the injustice and the unrighteousness that abounds today, even in the judicial and legislative and executive branches, where they've bounded together when there have been certain crimes and certain sins which are open and flagrant, and we have asked God to send his judgment and his justice, and he has done so on numerous occasions. And there have been individuals who have basically been exterminated by God. They just simply dropped dead of a heart attack or something like that. It's not something that the people do. It's something that God does. And so, you know, we just so many times fail to understand that God is quite capable of taking care of his enemies.
That's right. But see, Pastor, we've been taught that peace and love and to throw flowers at our enemies and pray that they get saved, these evil, evil people that have turned against God for generations, we keep praying for them to act like Christians when they are reprobate antichrists, and so we've not learned this.
Well, that's true. And you see, the thing is, we're so absolutely inconsistent, because unless you're Unitarian, everyone understands that not everybody's going to be saved. I mean, even the Bible teaches that. There are enemies, and there are wicked enemies, who are not just our enemies, they're God's enemies. And, of course, that which awaits them is destruction. In fact, Lord willing, I'm going to be dealing with that principle this coming Lord's Day, because I'm dealing with Psalm 110, and the Bible says that he's going to strike through kings. He's going to wound the heads of many countries, and he's going to fill the place with dead bodies. I mean, that's the judgment of God.
I can't wait to get that tape, and I want to tell the listeners out there, he has a tape ministry that'll just warm your heart, folks. Every week I get his tapes, and I'll tell you what, they're good for worshiping on Sunday or Saturday, whichever day you worship. And so, brother, I just want to put that plug in for you, but also tell the people that it cost him money to do this, and he won't ask you for any money, so you have to offer it for him doing this wonderful service of sending us his ministry tapes out every single week to us. Go right ahead, brother.
So, you know, God is quite capable of taking care of himself. And I think I pointed out last night the passage in Deuteronomy chapter 7, there where the Bible says that God will repay the wicked to their face. So God is not ashamed to execute his judgment, and God certainly does so. There is a passage in Psalm 58 there, the latter part. He said, "The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance." And then he said, "So the man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, there is a God that judgeth in the earth." So when we pray these prayers, we must expect God to judge, and we must expect God to vindicate his people and destroy his enemies.
God is a great keeper of his word, brother. I notice that when you read the Holy Scriptures, he doesn't let you down. What he said he'll do, he'll do.
That's
you just have to learn to call on him.
Yes. And by the way, since we're dealing with this, and since you have mentioned it, we've got to understand that salvation and judgment go together. You cannot have one without the other. They simply go together. For instance, when God delivered Israel, he destroyed Egypt. When God delivered Lot, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. When God delivered Noah, he destroyed the old world. When God delivered Israel in the Old Testament, he always destroyed their enemies.
Yeah.
And when our Lord, of course, redeemed us, there was still judgment because he assumed our place and suffered the judgment in our stead.
Absolutely.
And, of course, when he comes back, he's going to destroy his enemies totally. So salvation and judgment go together. You cannot have one without the other.
That's right. The people that cry out to God have to be people that love God and have accepted his salvation. Because I'm not a preacher, but it seems kind of, I don't know if he would answer the prayer of someone that is not a child of God. Is that true? Or
well, the only way that God will hear anyone's prayer is through Jesus Christ. Our Lord said it like this: "No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Right.
"I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." And
yeah.
So the only way anyone can get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And very clearly, if someone is unconverted and not willing to pray in and through the name of Jesus Christ, he is never going to get to the Father regardless.
Very, very well said. And all the listeners out there, bear this in mind, because if your heart isn't right, then you can pray and pray and pray, and you're not getting to the Father. That's what it says in the good book. It's not what the pastor says or I say, but I remember those verses. I sure do.
Yeah. And Ephesians 2 and verse 18 tells us that we must go to the Father through the Son in the Spirit. So it's consistent throughout the Bible.
Yes. Well, tonight, dear pastor, I want to ask you again if we couldn't end this this gathering tonight, this get-together tonight with a prayer for our dear sister, Terry, and against the enemies of God that are trying to make her perish. And we're not ready yet. We've got some time yet, but I just want to ask you if you'd do that for us again a little later on here.
I'd be delighted to. Brother.
Well, I'm excited. Once again, folks, get your pencils and papers working because you need to have this very important book. Brother, give them the name of that book and the address again so they can have this. It's so important, folks, that we know that we don't have to go to a force of arms right now. We can use God's arms, you know, as he says, bear your arm, Lord, bear your arm, and he'll do it for us at this time. So give out that wonderful book and so we can get them flowing throughout the communities around the nation today.
Okay, the name of the book, of course, is The Biblical Doctrine of Vengeance, and my address would be P.O. Box 394, that's 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-R-A-L-D, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. So that's P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750.
And that's Pastor John Weaver, folks. You can write to him there, and he'll get him right out to you, I know, because we've ordered a lot of books off of him. And also, remember the other great books. Brother, I just can't tell you how many people have been thrilled to get your book, The Christian and Civil Government, because in there you lay out that the last thing we are allowed to do as people of God is the force of arms, to go to arms. And you cover that so well in The Christian and Civil Government that there are two other ways to resist evil despotic government before we are allowed to, in God's eyes, to pick up arms and to protect ourselves and our nation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is a fact, and those books are available, and I'm thankful for the Lord's allowing me to be able to write them. And I just trust the Lord will continue to use them. And I suppose, brother, to be absolutely honest, one of our greatest sins in this country, especially as Christians, is our sin of ignorance. We're not only ignorant of the Word of God, we're ignorant of our Constitution, we're ignorant of our history, and an ignorant people is always going to be an enslaved and downtrodden people.
They certainly are. And yet we're taught all the time by our ministers and by the government and their control media that we are educated. You know, I have people that come up to me and say, well, I read the Wall Street Journal, so don't tell me I'm ignorant. You know, I said, oh, you do, huh? Well,
you can have 40 PhDs behind your name, but if you're ignorant of the principles of the Word of God, you're still ignorant no matter what.
Amen to that. That's right. Well, what do we need to know here, brother? We've got we've got a break coming up in just about a minute, but you just take it and give us what we need here. And then on the other side of the break, we'll come back and do a prayer and see how that how our time is then, okay?
Well, I wanted to point out the fact that what really needs to be done, our hearts need to be stirred, and we need to understand how we are to pray in order to pray effectively. And the Bible says in Isaiah 59 that when the enemy comes in like a flood, then the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the word standard there is the word for ensign or banner or battle flag. And so when the enemy then surrounds us, it is the Spirit of God that stirs us and holds up this battle flag for you and I to rally behind and to cry and to pray to God for righteousness and for justice. And so if the Spirit of God moves upon our hearts, we better learn to cry and we better learn to pray and we better learn to do it consistently and persistently, like he said in Luke chapter 18. Men ought always to pray and not to faint, but especially in verses 6 and 7, to pray for God's justice and God's divine vengeance.
Men are always to pray and not faint. Like that. That's right, because I'll tell you, sometimes you get so exasperated, you can see where people will faint in fear sometimes.
Sure.
But as long as Almighty God is in your heart and in your mind, we have no reason to faint or to fear his enemies.
Yeah, that's why the Scripture says, be not weary with well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you faint not.
Amen. Yes, very good. Well, brother, we're going to have a break here in just a minute. Folks, I hope you understand, folks, that we need to know that we have further power. God's people have further power against these powerful forces of Lucifer, who we've allowed to take over the institutions because we've withdrawn. And so this is the way that God told us to do it, and we better not do it any other way. If we do, we will not win, and God will not come up and defend us against these very powerful enemies. Pastor, I don't know why our break isn't up yet, but just go ahead and continue on till we hear the music here.
Okay.
Oh, there's the music.
All right, there it is there.
I knew it was there someplace. Okay. We'll be right back, folks, and then we'll do a prayer and see how much time we have then to finish up the program. I'm excited, brother, because we do have to have our ducks in a row to do it right, and God will bless us. So thanks for being with us. We'll be right back in a couple minutes after this break.
Truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, this is exciting because I remember that these men who have control over this nation and the world today, these criminals, these antichrist figures in these positions of power, believe they're gods. And it reminds me of that movie, at the end of that movie, Moses, the old movie with Charlton Heston, and at the very end, the Pharaoh of Egypt comes back and sits on his throne, his country destroyed, his whole army destroyed. His wife looks at him and says, "Where's the head of Moses?" And he says, "The problem is, Moses' God is God."
Yeah.
And so these people, brother, have to be told that our God is God and their God, Lucifer, is not.
That is a fact.
Lead us in prayer, brother, would you?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. And let's pray especially for Terry then. Our Father, we're thankful once again for all of your mercy and all of your grace to us. We acknowledge your protection, your provision, and your gracious providence. But, Lord, we come to thee, particularly for Terry Schiavo tonight, and ask, Father, that you would sustain her and preserve her. Thou art the one true and the living God, and thou art the great physician, and thou art the one, Lord, that holds our life in your hand, and to thee belongs the issues of life and death. And we ask, Father, for grace and mercy to be given to her. We pray for her family, that you would indeed, Lord, strengthen them. And then, Father, we pray against those who would take her life needlessly. And, Lord, it's not a matter of this woman being on life support or a vegetative state. Lord, they're just simply withholding water and food from her. And we pray, Father, that you would indeed convict them, that you would confuse them, that you would confound them. And, Lord, that you would indeed exercise your divine justice in their lives. And, Lord, that you would call them to account for the treatment that they're giving to this woman. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would indeed overthrow the wicked wherever they are, that you would establish your kingdom and your righteousness and your law, and that above all, that your Son, Jesus Christ, would be honored and glorified. We ask these things in your precious name. In thy name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Brother, something you've said twice now that just makes me feel so good, and we should remember that God never needed the majority to turn back to him and to cry out before he would work his will against our enemies and his enemies. Is that not true?
That's a fact. He doesn't need a majority, just a dedicated minority. He took 12 men and turned the world upside down.
He surely did. And he takes the individual crying out and brings judgment and vengeance on the enemies if just the individual does that. But certainly we've learned by the founding of this very nation that it doesn't take the majority for God to stand up and give you deliverance and give you a victory over the enemies of God. This nation is a prime example of that. Well, brother, I think, looking at the clock here, we're just about totally out of time. Thank you so much for being with us again tonight. And folks, order that book, Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. Brother, I do love you, and say hi to your lovely wife and from Angie and me, and we'll thank you once again for being here.
Thank you, my brother. Always a joy to be with you.
Okay, well, thanks again, and we're going to put these prayers to use right now, tonight. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for Terry, and let's pray against God's enemies that God would rise up and set this thing right. Thanks for being with us tonight, everybody. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.